the dawn, the Lord will give the strength you need to stand and turn your worries into songs. Put on your covering of light, and you will long outlast the darkness, 'cause he's with you in this fight.
I don't get mad when people are sharing the word and whatever. That's part of worship. Here's my Mother's Day text in 2 Timothy 1:5. This is Paul speaking to young Timothy. He says, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that it is in thee also." Would you pray with me, Lord, as we think about this verse and the words in it that are so powerful? Lord, help us to realize that as parents and as adults, we have a responsibility to live unfaked lives in front of our children and those around us. We just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Eunice and Lois, those are names that when I was a child would kind of, I thought were humorous names, you know, Eunice and Lois. And the reason I did, because I knew a Eunice and a Lois. Aunt Eunice, I had, many of you have heard me talk about Uncle Rudolph, my uncle. And Uncle Rudolph's wife was Aunt Eunice, and Aunt Eunice could not hear very well. It was very interesting to me as a young boy to watch the interaction between Uncle Rudolph and Aunt Eunice, because Aunt Eunice had no idea what he was saying to her most of the time. And so I thought that was funny. And Lois, my grandmother had a friend named Lois, and she couldn't hear either. And it was so funny. I just thought that was hilarious, because you could say anything and she'd just be, "Huh, what, here?" And everything. Now that I can't hear, that's not so funny. But, you know, back then that was hilarious. Those names just brought comedy to my brain. And also, when I was growing up, I don't remember ever hearing a Bible lesson about Eunice and Lois. And I came to French camp as a dorm kid, and man, they taught Bible all the time over at that place. I don't remember there ever hearing anything about Eunice and Lois. And it really wasn't until I got to college and I was taking New Testament And we were studying this, and one of the professors just had a thing about obscure people of the Bible, and we studied Eunice and Lois, and I found out what godly women these two women must have been. They were women, it says here, of genuine faith. Lois, it's interesting, Lois was the grandmother. Do you know that the term grandmother is only used one time in the Bible? Right here. Is that interesting? I mean, there were a lot of grandmothers in the Bible, but it's interesting that it's only used the term grandmother to refer to anyone as a grandmother is in this one little place, and it's in connection with Lois, the mother of Eunice and the grandmother of Timothy. Now Lois was obviously a devout Jewish woman who instructed her daughter and later her grandson in the Jewish Bible. They didn't have the New Testament, so she did what she could and taught the Bible that she had, which prepared them for the gospel. That's what the Old Testament and the law does. It prepares people for the gospel of Jesus Christ. The family lived in Lystra, which is a town in Asia Minor, and it's possible that Paul, who went there on his first missionary journey, had the joy of leading Lois and Eunice and Timothy to Christ. And then he wrote of the unfeigned faith that dwelt in all three. Eunice was the daughter of Lois. Now, her name was Greek, you know. Scripture is silent. Apparently the father and husband were not there. And but it's interesting, you know, that Eunice had married a Gentile, because if she'd married a Jewish man, they certainly wouldn't have given their daughter a Greek name. You know, that's just like Jesus. Jesus was not called Jesus. He was called Joshua. Jesus is a Greek name. Joshua is a Hebrew name. It means the same thing. And we distinguish Jesus from Joshua that way, because there's a lot of Joshuas in the Bible. But she was led to the Lord by Paul, and we see the value of positive Christian training in the home. You know, I think Timothy was very grateful for his mama and his grandmother. And we see these two godly women raised one of the most godly men in the Bible, Timothy. Can you imagine how proud they were when Paul selected Timothy to go with him to be trained as a missionary and a preacher? You know, you think about this, ladies. You know, we're pretty proud of our kids when they follow the Lord. But think about this. Lois and Eunice didn't know when Timothy went away. They weren't going to be getting emails from him. They weren't really getting phone calls from him. He didn't take his cell phone so he could call and you could check on him every day. He didn't do that. He was going around all over to the other side of the world, perhaps to death. They had seen people who were Christians who were killed in their area. They knew they were giving up Timothy to that fate, possibly. But you know what? That wasn't a big deal. They were proud of him, and he went with Paul there. We'll come back to our text. I want us to look this morning at two things, two words. Then this verse that describes this mother and grandmother. The first one is this word, unfeigned. Now, sometimes the King James Version uses words that we don't use much anymore. Unfeigned is one of them. If I walked up to you and I said, you know, Jordan, you're really unfeigned today. Jordan's like, well, Jordan's pretty smart. She'd probably know what I was talking about. But some of you guys, if I said that to you, you'd be looking at your pants, see if they were unzipped. You know, you wouldn't know what that word means. So I'm going to change that, because it means the same thing, to genuine. Write that word down, genuine. Literally, the word means undissembled, or write this down, sincere, without hypocrisy, not fake, real. These women, in other words, were the real deal. They believed in the Word of God. They lived the Word of God. They taught the Word of God. And quite frankly, a parent who does not live the Word of God will never be able to effectively teach the Word of God to their children or grandchildren. You know, if they are not, and if we are not genuine, rebellion would happen. Now, let me just tell you this. Rebellion can happen whether you're genuine or not. You could do everything right. You could do absolutely everything. You could pray for your kids. You could teach them the Word. You could bring them to church every Sunday. You could do everything right, and they might still rebel. Because, quite frankly, we all have a choice to make. And many times, people who are brought up in a wonderful home rebel. But I will tell you this, if you don't live your faith genuinely, if you don't seek to teach them the Word of God, if you don't try to bring your children up in the church and in the admonition of the Lord, then more than likely they will not either come to the Lord or they will stray away from the Lord because what they have seen taught and heard taught about the Lord, they're not seeing. So you have a much better shot at it if you seek to be genuine. I could take some liberties. I'm going to read you. Y'all know I like poetry. And there's a poet named Wilhelm Busch from Germany. And he has a poem about mothers I'd like to share with you. Here it is. Worten ist nicht schwer, sein Dagen schier. Y'all write that down. That's it. Kind of in German. I don't know because I don't know German. Here it is in English. Is that better? We do better. David knows German. So here it is. To become a mother is not difficult. Now, we know that's true, don't we? We got all kinds of mothers all around us that became mothers, and that's not hard to do. You can go out, you know, I won't go into details, but you know what I'm talking about. That's not a difficult thing to become a mother. But he adds, on the other hand, being a mother is very much so. So becoming a mother is not difficult, but being a mother, a real godly mother, loving mother, giving mother, it's much more difficult. Can I say thank you to you mothers here this morning? Thank you for being mothers. We have too many people who are physical mothers in our society who are not being mothers. And we have many fathers that are the same. A Christian mother is genuine in her walk with Jesus. She's without hypocrisy, and she is not fake. She is a real Christian. This is the way Lois was. This is the way Eunice was. This is why they were blessed with a godly son and grandson like Timothy. Genuine. Genuine's a good word. The other word that our verse speaks that I'd like to notice is that word faith. It comes from a Greek word pistis, and that means persuasion. It's a moral conviction of truth. Write this down. It is a reliance on Christ for salvation. It is an assurance. It is a belief and a fidelity to that belief in Jesus Christ. And it's shown again in the way that Lois and Eunice lived out their faith. William Booth, that great and godly man who founded the Salvation Army, said this about faith. He said, faith and works should travel side by side, step answering to step, like the legs of a man walking. You have faith, you have works, 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 until you can't tell the difference. That's the way faith is. The truth is that faith, which is not shown in the way that we live and walk and work, is not real faith at all. And I believe Eunice and Lois had faith like this. I've shared this before. This was a story from the early days of our country in 1780 in Hartford, Connecticut, 19th day of May. And it has gone down in New England history as the day that was a terrible forecast of Judgment Day. At noon, the skies began to darken, and they became gray, and by mid-afternoon, it was so dark, it was darker than it usually is at night. And people were terrified because this was a more godly day, age. In our day, we would demand that scientists tell us what the deal was and that the government do something about it. But in those days, they thought God's day of judgment had arrived, and people were falling to their knees in the street, begging for salvation. The Connecticut House of Representatives was in session, and in the middle of all of that, you had all these politicians. You can imagine what they thought. They were falling down begging for forgiveness too, you know. And in the middle of all of that, the Speaker of the House, Colonel Davenport, rose to his feet and said this. He said, "The day of judgment is either approaching or it is not. If it is not, there's no cause for adjournment. If it is, I choose to be found doing my duty. I wish, therefore, that candles be brought." And of course, it was not the day of judgment. But isn't that an awesome statement? We should be doing our duty no matter what. That's real faith. Faith that keeps on walking with Jesus even in times of great uncertainty and fear. You know, moms, I'm going to tell you, there are going to be times of great fear and uncertainty in your days of parenting. There just will be. Some of you older moms can testify to that. There are going to be times when your children are making decisions you don't approve of. There are times when your children may be physically in danger or physically ill or whatever, in times of great uncertainty. During those times, the way you continue to walk with Jesus will really teach your children the lessons they need to know about faith. Lois and Eunice, I'm sure they lived during a horrible time where people were being persecuted and killed right and left for being Christians, and I'm sure they faced times like that, but they were women of faith. How do I know they were women of faith? Well, there's two ways I know it. One is, I just read it. The Bible says they were. That's enough, isn't it? But the other way is because of Timothy. Timothy lived their faith. We know all through the New Testament, every time you see the name Paul, you see the name Timothy. Timothy was there. Paul was always sending young Timothy to take care of problems that were arising in the churches. Timothy, a great man of faith. And where does it come from? When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt, that's in Timothy, it dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois, and then thy mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded it's in you also, Timothy. Genuine, unfeigned, and faith. Great words. Say them with me. Genuine faith. Say that with me. Genuine faith. Say it again. Genuine faith. I'm not hearing some of you. Genuine faith. One more time. Genuine faith. Okay, I heard you. Good, thank you. Kind of woke some of you up. Do you have this genuine faith? Why not? Look, Write it down. It takes one step to start the walk of genuine faith. And you may be sitting here and thinking, I don't know what you're talking about. Well, let me explain to you that because of our sin, we could not have genuine faith. Because of our sin, we were all lost and on the road to hell. God sent Jesus, and Jesus died on the cross. And because Jesus Christ died on the cross, we can turn from our sins to Him in belief and call upon His name to save us. That begins our walk of faith. And as we grow, our faith becomes more and more genuine. Let me ask you this. Have you ever come to the point where you've asked Jesus into your heart? If you have not done that, in a moment we'll have a time of invitation, and I encourage you to come and ask Jesus into your heart. Turn from your sin. Turn to Jesus. If you're a Christian, it takes one step to walk and begin to walk the steps of faith. Because what happens is many times we decide we're just going to set a spell. So we sit down and we don't walk. What do? You get up and start walking again. Or perhaps you decide you wanted to do your thing and not what Jesus wanted you to do. So He went on and you went your way. And perhaps you as a Christian need to come back to Him. It takes one step of repentance and you'll be back with Him. Turn from your sin and turn to Him. Start your walk with Jesus today. I want to conclude with a poem, and it's about parenting, and it's from my favorite writer, Arthur Unknown. And I want to encourage you, whether you're a parent or not, some of y'all get ready to go work at camp this summer. You're going to be working with children. Some of you have things that, you know, your nieces and nephews and little brothers and sisters, or perhaps some of your older brothers and sisters. This is a poem that encourages you to do the right thing by them. If a child lives with criticism, he learns to condemn. If a child lives with hostility, she learns to fight. If a child lives with ridicule, he learns to be shy. And if a child lives with shame, she learns to feel guilty. If a child lives with tolerance, he learns to be patient. And if a child lives with encouragement, she learns confidence. If a child lives with praise, he learns to appreciate. And if a child lives with fairness, she learns justice. If a child lives with security, he learns to have faith. And if a child lives with approval, she learns to like herself. And if a child lives with acceptance and friendship, he learns to find love in the world. We have a great influence on children. Sometimes children may not have the best parents in the world or grandparents. So that's where we as Christians fill in and encourage and lift up and try to build confidence in children. That's one of our jobs as a church. So I pray that we'll do that. Moms and dads, I want to encourage you to be like Lois and Eunice and be parents of genuine faith. Let's all be a people of genuine, real faith. Let's pray. Father, we thank You that we have Your Word and that so many great men and women of God are taught about in it that we can learn. Help us to learn from these two wonderful women to have genuine faith And oh, what great results will happen.